Vermont, Annie Lee. I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine. No matter what you hear or do. Raining for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells raining for me and you, Annie Lee. Now you said you're gonna be mine.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Microwave Dave, talking the blues on WLRH. Hope you're having a great Saturday evening. Some blues up for the next hour. A bunch of new releases here and a couple of old reissues, too. So we're going to have a kind of a mixed variety show tonight. First of all, Earl, thank you, sir. Writing our radio theme song for nearly 25 years now, Earl Hooker, Annie Lee. Thank you. Anna Lee by his actual name. And we'll see him at the bottom of the show. Before we start, I want to remind you that if this is not a convenient hour, and it may or may not be if you're actually listening, you can always pick us up at the WLRH.org website. Click on Programs, click on Talking the Blues, and pick out any one of the ones that have been recorded recently for a podcast. And you may have it at your leisure. Anytime your computer is convenient to you, plug in the phones, turn the speakers up, or whatever, and we will come right your way with Talking the Blues. Our first new release tonight comes from a veteran guitarist up in New England named Ronnie Earl. His band, Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters, have been around for quite a long time. He showed up first on the scene in the 70s playing blues guitar and started did some work with a room full of blues and other people up there in the New England area, working out of Boston pretty much. And then he took off on his own, formed the Broadcaster somewhere in the 1980s. And he's been out there ever since, although he has pulled back his touring a great deal. Kind of stayed around home for a number of years. Seemed like he went through a recovery issue. Got that straightened out, and now he's back. And a series of albums for Stony Plain Records out of Canada have done very well for him, including just recently winning him the International Blues Award for Best Guitarist. And it's a pretty cool award to pick up, and he has done a lot to earn it. The new album is called Good News, and that is indeed what he got at the meeting in Memphis when they told him he got the Best Blues Guitarist Award. He doesn't sing, so the guitar does all of his vocal work for him, although he brings other singers into the band. We're going to pick up a couple of songs from this, but one thing he does do is he plays long instrumental breaks in his songs so they have time to stretch out. The first one is called I Met Her on That Train, and this one borrows the groove from some of the great Memphis R&B and blues hits from the 1950s, especially Little Junior Parker comes to mind. And some nice playing there from Earl himself. And later on at in the band, you have a couple other guitarists, Zach Zunas and another guy as well, all doing guitar breaks on this. One has a tremolo on. They all sound fairly straight. But Ronnie's one, if you recognize the sound of the Fender Stratocaster, that's what you hear when he plays. Then next up, he gets the old Sam Cooke songbook out and plays one called Change Is Gonna Come. And a lady named Diane Blue sings on this, a nice soulful vocal on this song that was such an important record when it came out in 1964. Sam Cooke, having been arrested in 1963, wrote the song in jail, came out, recorded it, and it came out. And then with his death late in the year of 64, it became kind of an anthem for civil rights and a very memorable song for many, many people, and it's been covered time and time again. This is a worthy cover right here, and at times it sounds like the guitar and the vocals are sharing the lead on this at the same time. They don't seem to compete, they just seem to share. So here is Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters, the new album Good News on Stony Plain Records. We will hear I Met Her on That Train, and a change is going to come.
Thank you.
A pretty fine rendition there of Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come by Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters, with Diane Blue doing a nice vocal in there. Did you see what I mean about the guitar and the vocal almost sharing the lead on that? It wasn't like the traditional call and response. It was almost like they were up there together making all that work and go just the way they wanted to. Before that was the instrumental original song called I Met Her on That Train, borrowing, I say, a lot from the Little Junior Parker and the Memphis stuff that led, of course, originally into Elvis Presley's recordings as well on some records. That style of groove and beat, very popular in the early rockabilly era as well. Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters, the album Good News is on Stony Plain Records. Our next artist on Talking the Blues is quite a bit different, and it's one of the more unusual roots acts out there. Now, when I call roots music, it's still blues, the way they play it, but a whole different style. The act is called Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. And these guys burst onto the scene somewhere 5 or 6 years ago, maybe slightly longer, out of southern Indiana, back in the country. And they just got to traveling and stayed out there and stayed out there and stayed out there with a rather frenetic style of Delta and basic country blues, and have just been out there ever since. Right now they're touring in Ireland, in fact. But these guys have put out a series of records. I think this is the fourth or fifth one that I've got in my hand right here. And I have their newest one as well, but I thought we would back up and get this one on this show. And a few shows down, we'll pick up their newest one. This is called The Wages. And a bunch of social commentary always manages to work its way into Reverend Peyton's lyrics, but it doesn't matter. It's the way he delivers everything that makes it different. These guys take the tempos of everything and they slap it way up into high gear and then eventually into overdrive. It's almost like a punk version of blues, and we've talked about that in the past with several different artists where punk influences have come into blues. With Reverend Peyton, it's just country blues and basic Delta-style blues. People like Son House and Charlie Patton and those kind of guys are the ones that they reference. But their instrumentation is so different. Reverend Peyton plays a steel national guitar, one of the old-style resophonic guitars with a metal body and a metal resonator. He plays slide, does all his picking with his fingers, and he plays very quickly and very upbeat. His wife, Washboard Breezy, plays, yes, the washboard, right on him with a groove and very, very tight. And then their cousin plays the drums. And that's all they have in this band, one melodic instrument, and that is the guitar. Everything else is rhythm and percussion. And so what you have is a big, big drive in this band. And they've been packing out rooms with this for a long time now. We've never had them down here in Huntsville or even in Alabama, as far as I know. But they do get over into Mississippi nowadays, so maybe one day we'll get a chance to take a look at Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. Meanwhile, we'll get to hear a couple of tracks from this album, which I believe came out in 2010, if I'm not mistaken. One called Born Bred, Corn Fed. And this is a quick stomp. And, I mean, it's up-tempo right there. When that bass drum comes in whacking it, you know you're in for a ride here. Not real long, 3 minutes and 14 seconds, but they keep it up. And then one called Two Bottles of Wine. If you thought the last one was quick, well, this one's even quicker. These guys do it. This is the way they do it all night long. They've been tearing people up like crazy. Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. The label is Side One Dummy. The album is called The Wages. And we will hear Born Bred, Corn Fed, and Two Bottles of Wine.
Shoot hands.
Yep, they get there and crank it up, don't they? Just a little fast. That is Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, joined by Jason Worley on the accordion on that one. And the one is called Two Bottles of Wine. Before that was called Born, Bred, Corn Fed, from their album that is called The Wages. And I said, this is a couple of years back. I have their newest one here, and I'll be getting to that before too long. But this is a very interesting band, root-style music, but taken from several different directions and still somehow a root-style band. This is Talking Blues. I'm Microwave Dave. A pleasure having you tuned in. Hope you are enjoying the music coming your way this evening. The next release we're going to get into is one that I have been trying to get my hands on for a while and was finally able to this last year and haven't had a chance to get in here with all the new releases coming out and demanding airtime. But I've gone back here to get a record by a guy that I consider the bridge between the Delta Blues of Muddy Waters and Robert Johnson. Actually, Robert Johnson and Son House, and then what happened later in Chicago with Muddy Waters, and that is Big Bill Brunzi. And Big Bill started recording in the 1920s after having learned the guitar probably somewhere in the teens back there. And he was getting very, very popular around Chicago around the time when Muddy first came up there. And indeed, he helped Muddy get picked up, got jobs, and got him signed to people. He was just a very helpful guy and a very friendly man by all accounts back in his day. He was also an outstanding guitar player who played in a different style. He could cover the ragtime stuff that was maybe more familiar from Reverend Gary Davis, but he could also play straight-ahead blues, and he could do a bunch of things. And he wrote a lot of songs. His most famous song by far is one called Key to the Highway, which I play frequently with my band. It's been out there for a long time. There was a cover by Little Walter Jacobs in the 1960s, the harmonica player, who was a hit. And then, of course, it got onto Eric Clapton's Layla album, and with Duane Allman and Eric playing on it, it became a blues standard that is still being played out there. We're going to start off with that one, Big Bill. That's recorded, in this case, in 1941. And then we go to a 1932 song, another famous one for him, called Big Bill Blues. This is just solo guitar with a vocal. It's just very, very nice the way it's played. Then one called Little City Woman. This is a nice cut-time blues. And then he takes a pop song, The Glory of Love, from 1957. This is a hit parade song, and he plays it as a ragtime piece, instrumentally. Very much like you would have heard somebody do it, like, let's say, Reverend Gary Davis. Really amazing playing. And then last of all, one from 1949 called Mindin' My Own Business. He's got washboard sand over there, clicking the washboard behind him. Big Bill Brunzi, this album is called The Anthology. It's on Not Now Records out of England, and it has 50 songs on it. Now, these all come from just one of the two discs, so we're going to cover it with this and not try to get too far. From Big Bill, we will hear Key to the Highway, Big Bill Blues, Little City Woman, Glory of Love, and Minding My Own Business.
The key to the highway, and I'm built out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave there running, 'cause walking is most too slow. I'm going down on the border now, where I'm better known, 'cause woman, you don't do nothing but drive a good man away from home. Now when the moon peeps over the mountain, I'll be on my way. Now I'm gonna walk this old highway until the break of day.
Rising, my flesh began to crawl.
rising, my flesh began to crawl. I had a dream last night, babe. Another mule in my doggone stall. And as some people said this, Big Bill Blues ain't bad. Now, some people said this, Big Bill Blues ain't bad. Lord, it must not have been them, Big Bill Blues they had. Papa Bill can't get no mail. Lord, wonder what's the matter, Lord. Papa Bill can't get no mail. Lord, the post office must be on fire. And the mailman must undoubtedly be in jail. I can't be a wagon. Saint John ain't gonna be your mule. Can't be your wagon, mama. Saint John ain't gonna be your mule. I ain't gonna fix up your black plantation. I ain't gonna be your doggone fool.
Or you may start running around.
take a little. Let your poor heart bleed, baby, little but baby. That's the glory of love. Cry a little, sigh a little. Let your cloud roll by, baby, little but baby. That's the glory of love. Long as thou just the two of us have the world in its charm. Long as thou just the two of us hold each other's arm. Baby, now win just a little, lose a little. Sometime had the blues, baby, little but baby. That's the glory of love. Just the two of us, we have the world in its charm. Long as thou just the two of us, we hold each other's arm. Baby, now win just a little, lose a little. Sometime had the blues, baby, little but baby. That's the glory of love.
Track there is from 1949. You stop and think about that in terms of rock and roll, which is around the corner, about 5 years away, and the way that beat is, and kind of things like Ray Charles coming up too with the Mess Around, which sounds kind of like that also in a way, and Washboard Sandler clicking away on the washboard, giving that nice rhythm to it. And before that, Glory of Love. You see what I mean by that? Pretty amazing guitar accompaniment there. His rhythm was just outstanding. And whenever Big Bill Brunzi played, he had a way to move a song along. He just knew how to do that. Before that was one called Little City Woman, and that was from 1953, and that definitely is another precursor to rock and roll. And that's around the time that Bill was being taken to Europe and to England, where he became very, very popular, but they did not want to hear that electric guitar he showed on this song. They wanted his acoustic guitar and to stay very folky with it, or as they called it back then, authentic in Europe. So he went along the way with Muddy Waters, who found out that you go to an electric guitar, they don't want that. Before that was Big Bill Blues from 1932 and Key to the Highway from 1941. Big Bill Brunzi, the album is called The Anthology. It's on Not Now Records out of England. Our final artist on Talking the Blues is a person who has been through a lot in her life, ups and downs. And her name is Janava Magnus. Her new album is called Original, and it's on Fathead Records. She's been an Alligator Records artist for a while, and with Alligator, she won a bunch of big-time awards. I'm trying to think what all it is. I've got a list of some of them here. 6 Blues Music Awards, including the B.B. King Entertainer of the Year, Song of the Year, Contemporary Female Artist of the Year. I mean, her albums have done very well. And here she is now on a different label. I don't know what has happened with that, but she's on a label called Fathead Records. And the new album called Original contains stuff that she has written, and the direction is indeed a little bit different. She had played very much in a traditional blues direction for a good while with a kind of sassy and salty vocals, but really a lot of feeling and a beautiful tone to her voice and the ability to deliver and make audiences really connect with what she's feeling. That kind of stuff kept her out front there for a while, so I'm not sure what has happened to cause her to change direction, but here she is. And the newer music she has here now, which she has written or co-written throughout this whole album, seems like it's kind of melding some different styles together. Not only the blues is in there, you can still hear that, there's plenty of blues guitar going in this track, but there's also some R&B and from various schools of thought, actually, old and new R&B, and some other things as well, slightly gospel tinges, and a bunch of background vocal choruses, lots of women singing in the background. And her message of her songs are still very much about being able to pick yourself up and keep going. Something she learned to do when she was very young, was a foster child and got moved from place to place and home to home. A very unhappy childhood that finally got resolved for her when she became a musician somewhere in the 1990s and began playing and singing out and became very popular in all of her locations. And the rest has been history. So here we are with a new album from Janava Magnus, and we'll see what she comes up with for us. Start off with the one that's got a kind of a gospel shout groove to it, still R&B though, called I Need a Man. Then one called Who Am I? This one borrows very definitely from the Motown R&B period, and not an exact aping of a Motown arrangement, but some of the hallmarks are there in harmony and bass line and some of the rhythm drives of the drums as well. And then last of all, one called Twice as Strong. And this one reminds me of the kind of modern rhythm and blues that is featured especially by people like Delbert McClinton or John Hyatt out there. It's got that kind of a groove to it and, a very personal message about getting through this and you will be twice as strong. Again, the artist Janava Magnus, the album called Original is on Fathead Records. We were going to hear I Need a Man, Who Am I, and Twice as Strong.
Got to get it. I can't face another day. People all up in my face. Lord, help me through this day. I swear I'm so tired of ratting with the rage. Look real close, there ain't no doubt. You'll see it on my face. And I don't care if it's right or if it's wrong. Give me one good reason I'm alone. Can't you see it's getting late? Don't tell me that you're doing all you can. I need a man.
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 I just need a man.
Just a good man.
All around the world, everywhere I go, we all got the same complaint. Always searching high and low. Find me one man who's strong enough to stand. And it takes me by the hand. Well, you know that I'm full grown. I'm so tired of being all alone. Well, just tell me that you're here. You better make it loud and clear. I stood up for as much as I could stand. I need a man.
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 knows just what I am. Not the one who nods his head, pretends to understand. Give me one man who's got just what it takes, not afraid to measure up, and that's what I'm all about.
Got a new love.
Sister, don't forget the stuff you made of. You were fine before the rain began to fall. Don't let this setback tell you who you are. It's only just a sign of where you need to go, that's all. This time we break your fall. It's time you know that you're twice as strong. I know better times are coming, and I swear it's never hard as it might seem. Just lift your head up, got to see where you are going, and hold on tight to all that you dream. 'Cause this time you may. Forget the stuff you made of. You were fine before the rain began to fall. Don't let this setback tell you who you are. It's only just a sign of where you need to go. That's all.
Twice as strong as you need to be, baby. Take my hand, sister, sister. Twice as strong.
That's what I'm talking about. Miss Geneva Magnus with her album called Original on Fathead Records. We heard Twice as Strong. Before that, Who Am I? And starting off with I Need a Man. Pretty amazing stuff here. Now, again, did you see the pretty obvious Motown connection in the one in the middle right there? I thought so. And I definitely thought the modern R&B sound of the last one, too, would fit right in. Say, with a Delbert McClinton type show, very much so. Tonight we've had Geneva Magnus, Big Bill Brunzi, the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, and Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters. It is a great pleasure and a great privilege to share my favorite music with you, and I thank you for your company and attention and your time during the past hour, and I will be looking forward to next week when I get a chance to do it all again. Let me give a special thank you to all of our internet listeners, by the way, those of you who listen live when the show comes out at 8 p.m. on Saturday evenings, and also those of you who listen to the podcast. And I appreciate all the comments I'm getting from podcasters coming to my email and my Facebook pages and everything. I appreciate it very, very much. Thank you all. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right?
Annie Lee. I want you for my own Annie Lee. Can't stand to see you with nobody else, baby. I swear I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. Well, now you said you're gonna be mine. Let's hang around and see.